welcome to the audio edition of Wiltshire Masonic News for March 2020. A sentence from George Orwell opens the Provincial Grand Master's article. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they don't want to hear. March welcomes dragons and leprechauns. Welcome to the third month of the year. Or, if you were born before 150 BC, the first. According to the oldest Roman calendars, 1 year was 10 months long, beginning in March and ending in December. It may sound crazy, but you can still see traces of the old system in our modern calendar. This December was the 10th month. It was named for the number 10 in Latin, decem. Just like September was named for 7, septem. So what about January and February? They were just two nameless months called winter, proving that winter is literally so awful it doesn't even deserve a spot on the calendars. However, the month of March isn't just about celebrating St. David's Day on the 1st and St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. It's also the spring equinox, the 20th. For many Freemasons, March is the month when they receive letters from the Provincial Grand Secretary advising them of a promotion or first appointment to Provincial Grand Rank. In February, I visited Wiltshire Lodge of Fidelity, number 663, when I was able to announce that Worshipful Brother Colin Davis, Dapper to many of his friends, will be appointed and invested as the Provincial Senior Grand Warden in October this year. I was also delighted to announce that Worshipful Brother Foster Telford of Lodge Elastair Derham, number 586, will be the Provincial Junior Grand Warden for 2020-21. Colin and Foster will be invested at Provincial Grand Lodge in Salisbury on the 1st of October. I'm sure these two appointments will prove to be very popular, and I know that Colin and Foster will do their very best to maintain the high standards that we have come to expect from our wardens. As part of the Teddies for Loving Care campaign, Worshipful Brother Ian Lever has produced a display card and a TLC money box that has been designed especially to collect any loose change you may have, either when you are at the bar or the festive board. Every Penny Counts campaign boxes are also located in some of our Masonic halls, and I do hope you'll continue to support the important program providing teddies to the province's two general hospitals. I would like to thank Brother Craig Nicholson of Vaston Lodge, number 8977, who approached the Provincial Communications Officer with the idea for the card and money box. I'm reminded of the words of Alfred Nobel when he said, "If I have 1,000 ideas and only one turns out to be good, I'm satisfied." I encourage any brother who has an idea to share it. I was particularly pleased to attend two very special events in Swindon, the first being the centenary celebration of Lodge of Remembrance, number 4037, and the second the 150th longevity of Freemasonry in the town, and to the pride modern-day Freemasons have for their history. I was most impressed to read a comment made in 1920 and reproduced in the latest booklet on the history of Gooch Lodge, prepared and published by Lodge Secretary Worshipful Brother Gary Dolphin. "History of the Lodge? Sorry, Worshipful Master. I would have helped you if I could. But the fact of the matter is, we have no history." On behalf of the province, I would like to acknowledge the work of all Lodge Secretaries, who do so much to make sure that our history is recorded and preserved for future generations. We're not apologising. Instead, we're reminding brethren when and where Provincial Grand Lodge will be meeting. So this year, every month from now until October, we're going to promote the annual meeting. After all, it is the most important meeting in the provincial calendar. If you have never attended the annual meeting, why not plan to do so this year? In fact, why not make a day of it and attend with other members of your lodge? Enjoy a leisurely lunch, take in the sights and sounds of Salisbury and support your province at 2:30 p.m. in City Hall on Thursday the 1st of October 2020. Is your lodge doing something special this year? Something which promotes Freemasonry in your local community? Something which makes your lodge a contender for the Peter Winton Trophy? The nomination form is available online. Visit the provincial website pglwilts.org.uk and click on the Peter Winton Trophy. Last month, we included a short piece with the title Place Your Feet Together, Heel to Heel, Toe to Toe, and it evoked quite a lot of comment. Sometimes articles are written with a genuine hope that they will encourage brethren to question why things are done the way they are. We simply must get away from the well-worn mantra of "we've always done it this way," and abandon the default position that it must always be done this way. Why would you not change something if it could be seen that a change might actually be helpful in doing something better? The instruction, place your feet together, heel to heel, toe to toe, was picked up by many readers as being helpful, especially in the first degree ceremony. Brethren with a military or uniformed service background were particularly keen to reinforce the point that from this position, the instruction to turn out your right foot in the form of a square, or step off with your left foot, is much easier to accomplish. Why not give it a try? Feet together, heel to heel, toe to toe. News from Luggershall, brethren from Border Lodge number 3129 and Forget-Me-Not Lodge number 9035 joined forces and donated £500 each to Lewis Lloyd as part of his fundraising efforts to buy a much-needed sports wheelchair. Lewis is a member of the Southern Area Wheelchair Basketball Team and plays at a high standard. As a teenager, he had outgrown his original chair, and the new one cost upwards of £12,000. He had personally embarked on a fundraising adventure, doing a 20K sponsored wheelchair push around Charlton Lakes in Andover, which had raised more than £4,000, and both lodges thought this a more than deserving cause to support, not least because of the incredible effort he was making to support himself. Following a moving account of how his grandson Alfie lives with haemophilia A, David Aldridge and the Brethren of the City Lodge, number 5955, donated £1,000 to the Haemophilia Society. Haemophilia A is a bleeding disorder where a protein made by the body to help make the blood clot is either partly or completely missing. In Alfie's case, he has less than a 1% clotting factor. This is a genetic condition where in around two-thirds of cases there is a family history. However, for a third of families there is no history of a bleeding disorder. Sadly, some of these families fall under suspicion of abuse, having to prove to relatives, friends or social workers that the bruising is a medical symptom, not a sign of violence. For those families, it can be a traumatic and lonely time. With the right treatment and care, people with haemophilia A can lead a fulfilling and healthy life. Over the last few weeks, Alfie's parents have been learning to inject their son, and this has now become part of his and their daily routine. The Haemophilia Society campaign for better treatment for children just like Alfie and are a source of information and support and raise awareness of bleeding disorders. The Society also work on campaigns such as Bruised, Not Abused, raising awareness to schools, medical practices and social workers, etc., and pushing for early diagnosis of bleeding disorders. David's family are very grateful to the Society and the local Haemophilia Centre for their support over the last few months, and are delighted the Lodge has made this donation that will help them carry out their important work. When last month I wrote that some of our brethren would ask, do we really need a new tie, I did so from a fairly defensive position. My fears have proven to be totally unfounded, with orders for the new ties and pocket square exceeding expectations by a considerable margin. Judging by the responses and comments we have received, it seems that after 8 years the time was just right to introduce a new design. Orders from lodges and individuals have been arriving at Integer Park, Cricklade, near Swindon, where the communication team has been processing them in anticipation of the first stock arriving at the end of March. Please be assured that your cheque will not be cashed until your order is fulfilled. The new tie, together with the new pocket square, is produced in an easy-to-tie weave. The Oxford blue background features two iconic symbols. The first, the Stones of Stonehenge, can justly lay claim to being one of the few classic images which can be said to characterise Wiltshire and immediately be identifiable with our province. For Freemasons, the square encompasses, in their many and varied forms, represent who we are and what we represent. And it is for this reason they share star billing with the Stones of Stonehenge on both tie and pocket square. We are sure they will guarantee instant recognition, and if not, will undoubtedly evoke an inquiry which will enable you to proudly speak about the twin heritage of county and fraternity. Province is aware that for many brethren, buying a new tie is not necessarily high on their agenda, and as such, the provincial Grand Master has stated the old tie can be worn for as long as you wish. However, he hopes brethren will eventually choose to wear the new tie. The tie and pocket square will retail for £10 each, while the bow tie will cost £15. The first batch of ties is anticipated to arrive towards the end of March and be available from early April. You can now place your order online through the website at pglwilts.org.uk or by post. An order form and details on what to do and how to make payment is also available online. Finally, the provincial communication team is looking for keen and committed people to promote Freemasonry. Developing and managing lodge social media sites, producing a lodge newsletter, and helping to get staff into local newspapers. If you think you've got what it takes, contact pcowiltshire@gmail.com to find out more.